A series of executive orders on gun control, bringing a speedy response from gun rights advocates. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott accusing Mr. Biden of threatening our Second Amendment rights. He says it's something that Texas will not stand for. There has been a death in the family, the British royal family. Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, has died at the age of 99. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is up about 65 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index trading 35 points lower, the S&P 2 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynovite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynovite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynovite. When I get out the Dynovite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynovite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynovite from DINOVITE.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More showers and thunderstorms are likely today and into tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe with damaging wind gusts. The main threat, also some large hail possible. High temperature today up to about 81, tonight's low 66. Then, in the middle of the night, the wee hours of the morning, another strong round of thunderstorms. All modes of severe weather, including the potential for widespread wind damage and the possibility of tornadoes. That threat continues through the morning hours. Then later in the day, Saturday and Saturday night, scattered thunderstorms are still possible. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday. Sunday is a better day with partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388. Trust Mays Heating and Air. They've been in business for 35 years.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey!
Welcome back to News and Views. Second hour here on a Friday morning. Coming up, some more state news, action in the legislature, but also, well, there's some news on the Amazon union vote.
Yeah, buddy.
But first, let's go to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Ray?
Doing good. Yeah, vote no.
Vote no?
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
I don't know.
What the pros
don't
were thinking.
Don't get me going, you union buster.
And hey, Ray, did you hear our segment on the new Neuralink microchip?
No, I have been trapped in this pool all day with a Carestan rug dealer, going over how to sell these Carestan rugs.
Oh,
so you've been doing work. I get it.
Yes, I haven't been able to play and listen to you guys today.
You know it's Friday, right?
I know, and I literally have been in this pool since like 7 o'clock this morning. I ain't even got a cup of coffee yet. I don't know how I'm functioning right now.
How do you let a salesman in your store without coffee and biscuits?
No, well, they bought donuts, and I'm like, are you
I like those guys already.
I don't eat donuts. You don't know what it does to my waistline at my age. I can't do that anymore.
Well, this brain microchip, essentially, they've done these experiments now to where they had a 9-year-old macaque monkey essentially play a game for a reward, for a banana smoothie, and it's moving the a joystick around to get the reward, and they map it what its brain's doing when it's moving the joystick. And then they unplug the joystick and have this microchip essentially paired up like a Bluetooth speaker with a game of Pong. And the macaque monkey is running the game of Pong with no joystick. It's using its mind.
I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
They're not putting any microchip in me whatsoever. They will have to kill me first.
Plus, from a guy's point of view, it'd be a really bad idea to put a microchip in a guy.
Yeah. It is, because you don't know. It's not.
You can't control your thoughts a lot of times.
Oh,
sure.
That's my
last place of privacy.
Right.
It's the only place anymore of privacy. It's in your own mind. And you're going to give that up?
Right.
That's true, right?
If a man is guilty for the things in his mind, give me the electric chair for all my future crimes.
Dude, literally, you'd have that thought bubble going around. Mm-hmm. Everybody could read your thoughts. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hard enough time when I'm sit in front of Jesus on the judgment day trying to explain my thoughts.
Right.
I don't want to go put no microchip in. That's what scares me, honestly, because I'm Baptist and I believe in the end times. And
right.
I don't want to go through life and then get some little chip and realize that I get to the pearly gates. They're like, no, you knew better than taking that. Mm. Going down the other way.
Yep.
No, it scares me.
Well,
but I think what won't scare you
what?
Is these prices around private carpet. That won't scare you.
He is a Segway champion.
Nicely done. No, y'all have great deals, great prices on incredible product.
It just we need you to come out, look at what we have, but before then, we really, really need to get into the home. So when y'all are in this store, said, oh, look at this, and oh, you need to look at this. And I had a lady just a minute ago, they're moving to Japan, going to rent the house out. And she was looking at carpet. I'm like, you know, you can put this carpet in and save $1,000, and it's going to do the exact same thing with rental property.
Mm-hmm.
As a salesperson, I should talk you into the $1,000, but I just can't. Because I realize this is an investment, and I don't want to sell you more than you need. And that's the things we do here for you guys.
Well, y'all give Prattville Carpet a call, 285-8117, 285-8117, or stop by the showroom at 2201 Cobbsford Road. And be sure to tell them whether you stop by or give them a call that you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
Hey, have a great weekend, Ray.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, here's the breaking news.
All
just
right.
Broke moments ago. Yeah, literally 5 minutes ago. This is from the Wall Street Journal.
Break it on me.
Amazon workers in Alabama vote against forming a union.
2-1, right?
They voted not to unionize, according to the Wall Street Journal's tally, handing the tech giant a major victory in its biggest battle to date against labor organizing efforts after the contest fueled national debate over working conditions at one of the nation's largest employers. With 72% of ballots counted, about 71% of the Bessemer, Alabama warehouse workers voted against joining the retail, wholesale, and department store union. The number of votes against a union exceeds 1,608, the total needed to reach a majority.
Yep.
So there you go. The National Labor Relations Board continues to count the votes live on a broadcast and hasn't yet declared an official winner, of course. Of course, of course. Each side has about a week to contest results before the NLRB certifies the outcome, and the union is expected to appeal the vote and accuse Amazon of violating legal restrictions governing unionization campaigns. Amazon has said it followed the law in its communication with employees before and during the election.
They always have that kind of stuff, man. When there's a union vote, it gets really, really dirty. They're going to have some openings there pretty soon, too. Probably about a third of the workforce.
Right. The Bessemer facility employs fewer than 1% of the roughly 950,000 Amazon employees in the U.S., but the vote emerged as a watershed moment for a company that hired at a faster pace than almost any private corporation in history last year. Interesting.
It's just funny. Who's the owner of Amazon?
Bezos.
Isn't he just like Mr. Woke?
Oh, yeah.
But when you look at his own house.
Well, but here's the deal, and I don't think folks understand this. It's not like, oh, we tried to talk to the proles, and it looks like these folks are the lumpen proletariat or lupin proletariat, who, you know. Yeah, what's the definition of that? The unorganized and unpolitical lower orders of society. Lower orders. Don't you like being described that way, Eddie?
No.
Like when you worked out at Hyundai?
Orders. That does not bode well.
You got to love Marx and Engels and all these folks.
But no,
the lower orders of society who are not interested in revolutionary advancement. What a shame.
You know, I've been part of those union building programs and things like that. And let me tell you, man, it is a ugly, ugly fight. And
sure.
Down here in the South, it is known for not being union country, not being union friendly.
Well, here's how my mind would work on that. It's like you may work at a company, and thank God I'm working at a company where I enjoy
you don't need a union
for my management. How you doing, Rick?
Yeah.
But I've worked at other places where I was not exactly happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, you know, it's part-time. It wasn't like, oh, I've got to start a revolution or anything like that. And I'm going to go start printing pamphlets. No. But I can imagine being in that situation where if a union comes in and wants to have a vote, I would be looking at the union and the new bosses just as suspiciously as the old boss.
Well, to be very honest, and I'm very close to that subject, union's in it for money. Same reason you're in it, same reason the company's in it.
Right.
Okay? Same reason attorneys are there. All right? So here's the thing, in insurance, here's the thing with the union. They're going to come in, they're going to say, look, I'm going to charge you, and I don't know the rates anymore, but generally it used to be 2 hours of your pay. Per week. Okay. And in return, I'll do all I can do to make sure the place is safe, that they treat you right, you have a voice. and your pay is right, and your vacation, you have some negotiation. You have a say in the way the company hiring practices and things like that go. And a lot of companies, and I could certainly understand it from the other foot, I don't want nobody telling me how to run my company. But when you have issues, safety issues, and you have a huge workforce, imagine trying to keep everybody happy.
All right.
It's almost impossible.
Well, and it's also not like the company and the bosses know everything that needs to be done and know how it should perfectly be worked. No, every business, especially in a business growing at this size and this scale, it's a work in progress in many ways.
But
so there might be problems that don't quite get ameliorated quickly.
Right, enough. And that's the deal. They just don't get, a lot of people feel like my issue is more important than Joey's issue.
Yeah.
And the company's issue is, look, we got to make production. I'm sorry Joey don't feel good, and I'm sorry that Mary Lou is mad because Joey looks at her funny, but we got to make production.
Right.
You know, and then...
Well, so far, though, to see that margin, maybe it'll shorten up with more votes tally, but 70-something percent saying we don't want any.
Again,
we don't want a union.
In the South, it's typically a known non-union country, and a lot of people down South have a bad taste in their mouth because they've always been told, union comes in, your job's gone. Mm. And I'll be honest, man, when I worked at several of these plants, they're not allowed to tell you, managers are not allowed to tell you, if the union comes in, we're going to close up shop. But that's exactly what's told. That's exactly what it's told.
Yeah, well, but I got off on this because you asked about Bezos.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he Mr.
Woke?
I think people make the mistake of whether you're talking about workers at Amazon.
Okay.
Or at Hyundai, or folks who, you know, are on, it seems like, oh, you're the underclass.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. To put folks in that category just based on income and wealth, I think is a mistake of understanding how the elite in this country truly work. It's one thing that you can have billions of dollars. Didn't Donald Trump have billions of dollars?
Yeah.
But was he accepted within the elite circles?
Nope.
Right. And you can think of a lot of instances, a lot of rich people who aren't exactly, they're elite by their income and wealth status.
But their last name.
In terms of not having, I'll put it this way, despite Bezos' billions, mm-hmm. what truly makes him more of an elite player is owning the Washington Post.
Yeah, because he can control the narrative a little bit that way.
Yes.
Didn't even think about that.
And it's not every day. It's not like he has to micromanage it. He hires really talented,
that's right.
Interesting people who, you know, journalists at that level essentially being headhunters, where they find a really good story and they go for it, and they got to find that scalp, to put it in such crass terms, I'm sorry. And the best reporters are often very smart, very talented people, and they go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on occasion, when you need, you know, to use your paper for certain political ends or maybe business ends, you put out a hit piece. So the thing essentially runs itself, but the fact that Bezos owns that, I think, puts him at a topper tier than people even richer than him.
Oh, certainly.
So there's something about that you need to look into. It's like you could have more money than God. You hit it big in the oil markets down in Texas, but if you don't have the right opinions, if you didn't go to the right university, now, on occasion, you know, you make so much that you don't have to go to the right places.
That'd be so nice.
But the way that, like, you know, class and status work is just fascinating to me. Like, I'll say, you know, I've been broke before, but I've never felt poor. I've literally had a negative balance in my bank account plenty of times before. Luckily, I haven't made that mistake in years. But I never felt like, oh, no, I'm done. I'm, like, you know, down and out.
You ever wrote a bad check at a convenience store for a pint of chocolate milk for $1.88?
No, it sounds like you're talking from experience. So this union vote, honestly, I'm not surprised. And I'm not surprised that this will be challenged. It'll be, you know,
it'll be scrutinized.
Yeah. So we'll see where it goes.
If the only advice I could get Amazon is, now that the vote is over, all this is over, take the time to find out what the number of top five issues are and address them. That's generally all you got to do.
Yeah.
That's generally all you got to do.
272-9228, 272-9228. This hour of news and views, second hour, always brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. You know, if you're looking to refinance that current mortgage,
mm-hmm.
Alabama Home Mortgage. If you're looking to buy your first home, Alabama Home Mortgage.
First call you need to make.
Whether you're a veteran, whether it's a jumbo size loan, FHA loan, conventional loan, they can help you with all of those there at Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're great folks. Kim Williams, Madeline, so lovely and talented. She's taken, fellas, so watch out. She is so awesome.
Yes, she is.
They're great there, and they'll help you save hundreds of dollars a month when you refinance your Alabama Home Mortgage. Skip up to two payments when you refinance.
Nice.
It adds up over the course of a year, but especially over the duration of your loan. And that way, well, you can reinvest in yourself or relieve some of that financial stress that might really be bedeviling you. So check them out today. Alabama Home Mortgage. Again, that number, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Coming up, we're going to be talking more about guns, but not from the federal government, where people want a monopoly on guns, but okay. A gun issue here in the
local
state of Alabama, where we dare defend our rights. We'll be right back after this.
Let the good time roll. Hey.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny.
Have you ever noticed that many car dealers start their commercials with, "It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused." At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. In April, you can save up to $6,500 on a new Silverado. Get 15% off the MSRP on a new Malibu or Equinox and save up to 17% on a new Trax. Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP doesn't just stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for the lowest prices in the River Region. Come into the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Eddie, I got to tell you, I love the smell of WD-40.
You know what that WD stands for? water displacement.
Oh, nice.
Now, have you ever used WD-39?
No.
Even better.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd imagine it's more difficult to find.
Yeah, it is.
It's EPA, like top shelf stuff.
EPA stepped in, so we had to come up with 40.
No, this chair gets squeaky from time to time, and now that's much
pretty
better.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. Doesn't remind me of college dorm life
when
anymore.
When you get older, Joey, you can spray WD-40 on your knees.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to use that when that day comes. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Brennan. Glad you called back.
Morning.
Lovely day. Hey, early y'all were talking about this Mars situation. You know, I'm kind of, you know, I was really into that kind of stuff. But
yeah,
as you get older, you kind of realize this is all just a bunch of, you know, pie in the sky to me. I mean, I'm not saying it won't happen one day, but I guarantee you, your grandchildren's children will be long gone before anything like that ever happens.
I disagree.
I just don't see people getting on the Mars. And what's the purpose of getting on Mars? The atmosphere is not going to... Are you just going to live like in a little domed-in place where with nothing, there'll be nothing there to... Well,
there are people, and they're not just pie in the sky. They're serious about it, who believe that we will have... They're very worried about things like nuclear weapons, other exoshocks to our planet... And they think the human race can survive better if we can adapt to be interplanetary. And it seems crazy, but there's the technology, and what's really it's going to take is an advance in theory and physics to fully understand things more.
Well, you know, Mars is probably, you know, it's about the closest to Earth as far as atmosphere stuff, and it's still a long ways off. But these other planets, there's no way people are going to live on Venus and Jupiter and that's just absurd.
Oh, right.
I mean, and there are not people living on Mars now. There are not Martians inside Mars like your buddy overnight talked about. But it's just kind of. Joe, you know, you'll be long gone before people are living on Mars.
I don't know, Jim, with this young blood experiment going on in Neuralink. Yeah, I'm going to live forever.
Yeah. Hey, we can't even get along on Earth.
That's why we got to go on Mars. And plus, I watch this documentary called Total Recall, and it's sounds like...
Yeah, okay, that's your problem right there. But, I mean, it's neat to talk about it. You know, when I was younger, I was really into UFOs and stuff. Yeah. And I'm saying, you know what? After a while, I got to realize that, you know, if there might be intelligent life somewhere, but why have we ever had contact with them? Why, if when they do show up, they're talking to some hillbilly out in the swamp somewhere that they stuck something, you know, where? Mm. But the, you know, to travel like that, you got to just see the light in the human body, just not made for, you know what I'm saying? A lot of this stuff is just neat to talk about. Science.
Hey, Jim?
Something will happen. You know, it's been over 50 years since we went to the moon. We've done nothing.
Well, no, and there's actually, to bring it back down to Earth, there are a lot of folks, I think, from different walks of life, making the critique of what the heck has happened with the scientific establishment. All these promises of advances, and it seems like, it's not that we have less brain power and there are less breakthroughs. It seems like the brain power and the breakthroughs of younger generations, and I don't mean people my age, I mean people like in the 50s, it's being tamped down and controlled. I think there's... something to be said that power and politics is playing into science, and it's holding us back.
Yeah, I mean, kids, they're not interested in that. They give them some electronics or food. They're not really interested in exploring and doing stuff like that. And going, you know, it's the older people that are still hanging on to it. But, you know, these people are going to be gone in the near future, all these science stuff. And who's going to pick up the reins for that? I don't see anybody.
Well, we just need folks to be those sort of guides to inspire. Like, really, if you go to especially young people and say, would you rather have a clean, safe space where everything's taken care of or a dangerous adventure? You get a kid young enough, they're going to pick the dangerous adventure
all
the time.
I want to go to the dump.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, when I was young, you know, we went out, man. We went out and camping and in the woods and built forts and did all this stuff. Kids today, nah, they ain't interested in that stuff. They, as long as they can stay and lay in their bed or something holding a tablet, that's all they, they're not really interested in doing that. So,
well, we'll see where.
Anyway, I'm not trying to be a negative thing, but I believe one day something will happen like this. But I'll tell you what, it's just so many variables about this thing and getting people up there. And you know, right now they're doing all this stuff that's unmanned, and it's something blows up or something, you know, you haven't lost anything but some equipment. You got to be really careful about shipping people out into space like that.
Oh, yeah.
You have no idea what's going to happen.
It'd be a very dangerous adventure. I appreciate the call, Jim.
Take care, Jim.
All right, have a good one. Over and out and whatever.
Yeah. Major Tom to ground control. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little radio cliche there. Mm-hmm. Brenda.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
I just wanted to add some goodness to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just come through McDonald's, and the man ahead of me paid for my drive-thru meal.
Oh.
That drive-thru meal was the best sandwich I'd ever got at McDonald's before.
That's all.
But I just wanted to, all this negativity and the uncertain times and stuff. I just want you to know there are people out there that still care.
That's good to know.
Oh, and that's fantastic here. And I'm very hopeful, Brenda, especially compared to, say, Joey 3 years ago. Eddie knew that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think despite the uncertain waters we're in, there's a lot of great stuff coming our way. And there are basic good people out there who might surprise you with a meal one day.
I just wanted to thank him. I know that he may listen, he may not. I don't know.
Sounds like one of our listeners.
Hmm?
Sounds like one of our listeners that would do that.
That's what I was thinking whenever I decided to call.
Well, Brenda, I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm happy. What type of sandwich was it?
It's just a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Oh, yummy. Ooh,
yeah.
Yummy. Now I'm hungry.
You ever had the McGriddle?
No. Oh. No.
Now, you have a choice at work.
You're at Workstation.
96.1 KISS FM.
The National Weather Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Elmore County until 11:15 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 10:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Setuck, or 7 miles east of Wetumpka, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazard, quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, damage to vehicles is expected. Locations impacted include Dallas Sea, Eclectic, Setup, Clog, Yates Reservoir, and Yates Dam. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 11:15 a.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county, Elmore, Alabama.
And you can glean that just based on basic things that are being published and put out there. Like,
right.
Just in the last year, essentially the physics of biology been unlocked. Like, we're understanding cell and protein formation in ways that we never thought could before with AI technology. You're starting to see major advancements in rocket propulsion. I mean, and we're just scratching the surface. The Neuralink experiment with that macaque monkey is just, it's scary and exhilarating. And these are just basic things. I'm sure there's stuff that isn't readily publicized that's also going on.
Right. And all people have to do is do the math. And what I mean when I say do the math is do the research. Because the reason why I know this, because I know what I've seen with my own eyes. There have been radical advances in propulsion systems. Magnetic plasma propulsion, electrogravitics, I mean, all different types. I mean, most of these vessels have like three or four different, redundant systems on them.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking about this stuff on Terry's show. But the thing is, they're going to be advanced in the medical field. I mean, stuff that people have no idea. And probably at some point in time, every element that any person that might have on them, in them or on them it can be wiped out. I mean, instantly, pretty much. And people just have no idea. And and for the record, I want to say this. They're going to find out that that the flesh and blood extraterrestrials do exist. And at some point in time, it may be before the end of the year, they're going to come forward. And the thing is, people that go to Comic-Con, they look at those people that are there, or those entities that are there that that look like they have on suits. Those aren't suits. They're the real deal. Because the language of the universe is the universal language, and it spins off of and it spurs off of every language that we have here on Earth, and they can speak it. So so people get ready. I'm talking to the audience. People get ready, because you're not going to believe what's going to happen. And some people are not going to be able to take it, you know, because of because of the impact of it. Sure. You know, who knows? Yeah, they're probably having strokes and heart attacks just looking at it.
Well, I'm going to be ready with my buttery popcorn, even if it does give me the bubble gut. I got to run, Postman.
Hey, thanks for calling, Postman.
272-9228. So we had another weather alert.
Yeah, apparently we had a weather break in, but apparently there's a station bleeding over through that. And
yeah.
The guy said Danger Zone was playing in the background while the weather alert was going.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
He thought that was really awesome, by the way.
Like, do we have to do this weather alert system by law?
Dude, you're the broadcaster. I'm just the nerd that answers the phone.
I need to ask some other folks.
I've had many suggestions.
It drives me nuts, honestly.
And plus, I'd like the weather alerts to be Rich running in here going, hey, guys.
Right.
I like those weather alerts.
Not like we have weather alerts every hour, Rich Thomas weather app.
And weather radios, right? I mean,
as we're sitting here talking about the cutting edge of the future, here's a
highway to the danger zone. Yeah, this guy says that was the most, I can't repeat that, but greatest weather advisory he's ever heard.
More news and views when we come back. Sam, others, hold your position. 272-9228. Still ready, unless, you know, I'm ready to talk about guns here in Alabama. New law passed. But we're getting plenty of calls, so we'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right, I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More showers and thunderstorms are likely today and into tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe with damaging wind gusts. The main threat, also some large hail possible. High temperature today up to about 81. Tonight's low 66. Then, in the middle of the night, the wee hours of the morning, another strong round of thunderstorms. All modes of severe weather, including the potential for widespread wind damage and the possibility of tornadoes. That threat continues through the morning hours. Then later in the day, Saturday and Saturday night, scattered thunderstorms are still possible. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday. Sunday is a better day with partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this?
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Joey, Eddie. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
I'm at Griddle. you know, it's raining. I'm here on the farm in Troy, and I was thinking, well, let's call up Joy and just pull his chain.
Okay.
But, man, I've hit the jackpot. I just want to say a shout-out to the postman. Good to hear him. And, yeah, preach, man. It's all good. I heard Jim earlier. And one thing I believe the gentleman overlooked is the human spirit. It may be a small percentage. You know, he kept talking about the kids don't want to do this. And they're, well, yeah, a lot of them don't. But there's still that pioneering spirit. If there's some way to get someplace, people are going to want to go. And I remember reading years ago about the early pioneers going out into the plains and whatnot, you know, and they took what they could with them. And after a while, the Army, when they were doing surveys, they would come through, and part of their surveys, they'd go around to the people who were pioneering and settling, and they would take their weight and give them check on health and get their story, and they would document what they were eating. And everybody, man, was light, you know. Some made it and some don't, but until you got a working farm up and established, you're going to be hungry. And it just, but there's that, I'm getting back to the human spirit. There is that human spirit to go. Let's go.
And there is something about when you are infused with the virtues or values of faith and hope, and that when you reach out into the unknown of the universe and of this world and in your own life, you actually can trust that, you know, the plan, the larger plan, is there. You know, it's a complete, it used to be thinking kind of in ancient times, we're all playthings of the gods, that we're not really in control. Society and forces larger than us are keeping us down. Why even try to, you know, venture out into the unknown and brave that? Well, when you have a little faith and hope, you can venture out there, and you'll find that, hey, it makes more sense than it might have before. And it's those folks who venture out that we really owe a lot to. And
well said. Also, plus resources are there. It's like going to the moon. Yeah, gravity's going to be light. And it's one extreme of either heat or cold. But, you know, once you set your tents up and whatnot and you start working the earth, they say the ground is full. There's frozen water and different minerals to be had. And if there's anything, man, you know, we see it all the time. Man will take advantage of his environment and use what's available. And anyway, that's my two cents on that, man. How y'all doing? You sound great.
Oh, darn all right. Darn all right.
What if we go to Mars, right, and what if we find gold?
Gold?
Hey, listen. Why not? Gold was produced in the heart of the sun. It's spread all over the universe, but it's spread all out through our solar system. And there's no reason it shouldn't be there. I said it before, there's a great book I read years ago. I think it's How to Survive on Mars, I believe was the title. And like I mentioned, you gave a bunch of tips and hints, like don't cheap out, buy a new space suit because you don't want to smell someone else's sweat. And, you know, little stuff, but it was packed full of information on how to take advantage of the environment and simple chemistry. Yeah.
Right, and as industry, we covered it a few weeks ago, how they're doing electric pulses, almost lightning over the surface of the moon to bring out minerals and water, including possibly gold. And, you know, Sam, I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she does work for a lunar mining company. So, you know, maybe she is.
And our boy Elon Musk, he made it clear years ago. I think he's a hit man of Tesla. That, yeah, he wants to get people to Mars. Well, hats off to him. And if the new propulsion systems come through, that's great. I remember reading the classic science fiction years ago. If you have constant thrust, man, you can be to Mars in like 4 or 5 days.
It's all about the thrust. Appreciate
it. All about
it.
The thrust.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. How long will it take you to get to Mars, Joey?
Well, I'm working on my thrust.
Okay.
Not quite there yet.
Okay.
I'm getting true. You know, well, you don't want to be as fast as light speed, necessarily.
Very true.
Yeah.
But if there is gold on Mars, would gold from Mars be more expensive than gold from Earth? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, just a bit. Mm-hmm. Just a bit. But what we need, bottom line, is more dangerous adventures and less safe spaces.
I'm all about that. Let's go scuba diving.
What are
you just said you wanted more dangerous adventures. Let's go scuba diving, Joey. I'm a certified diver. I'll take you along. You'll be fine.
Go see some fish and maybe get the bends.
No, we'll see some sharks.
Sharks?
Maybe? Yeah. Don't worry about no fish. Some sharks, man.
Aren't sharks a type of fish?
Mammal.
No.
Mammal.
That would be
a whale?
Dolphins and whales.
We see them too if you want. Some big girls down that beach.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
15033.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The caring, experienced team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit hickoryhillharbor.net. Life is good at the Harbor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. So, Eddie, what do you think of a lifetime concealed carry permit? There was hope for constitutional carry where you wouldn't need any of these stinking permits.
Hard thought I already had that just by being born in the United States.
Yeah, well, you know. But this is new legislation that is going to be law, most likely. Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign legislation passed by the Alabama House of Representatives recently that would create the Alabama Uniform Concealed Carry Permit Act, which would allow people to receive a lifetime concealed carry permit. Under the legislation, permits would be available in the form of 1 year, 3 years, or 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and lifetime, with a lifetime permit costing $300, while the others cost $25 per year. There would also be a statewide law enforcement database showing who is ineligible to carry a firearm.
I Of course, I like the idea, and I'll probably get it so I don't have to worry about it anymore. But I don't like the idea of having to pay $300.
Well, you could wait. I think they're, and I might be wrong about this. Okay. It might have been taken out. But I think if you're over a certain age, you only pay $150. Because, I mean, hey, you don't have much of life.
Well, I didn't think of it that way. But
I mean, come on.
I'm torn on the issue because I do like the fact, like, let's say Joey, for instance, and I love using an example, especially in this. Joey, all of a sudden, wants to have a gun. Okay, mm-hmm. But he doesn't know where to get one. Mm-hmm. But he knows he got to get a permit.
Yeah.
All right, so let's say you go get the permit first. What do you think they're going to tell you? Here's your permit. I mean, there's no education. There's no anything. So what are we really doing by having a permit? We're just giving the state more money.
No, and they're tracking. No, the argument often you'll hear from sheriff and police departments, if they pull somebody over and they do find a weapon in the vehicle, it's like, where's your permit?
I get that, but...
Helps them find, you know...
Where's your permit? Okay, I don't have a permit. Right. I don't have a permit. So right. At that point, what do? They I think they take the gun, and then I think I just have to come down there and show them that... Probably buy a permit and show them that I'm a legal person or whatever. Sure. But I'm not, Joey. I feel a little bit of infringement going on there, and I'm not a fan, man.
Eddie Bader has spoken.
Wouldn't go that far.
272-9228. Dennis, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Joey. You know, I would really be questionable about going diving with Eddie because I would imagine he would do his damnedest to tie a string of cigar menas on your ankle without you knowing it and use you for live bait.
Right. I'm worried about that, too.
I would definitely be. But, and, you know, I always thought we had a lifetime permit anyway.
I thought.
I've been carrying all my life, two or three. So, the other day when you had the mayor on, Eddie, or Joey, I missed some of that. So, if you can remember some of the main points that he might have brought up that might be of interest and spend a few minutes just kind of popping those out there again, just the main points of the conversations you had with him. But I can't find where there's a replay of it. Do you have a replay of that?
It will replay. I'm not sure of the exact time during this weekend, but you know, if you go to newstalk931.com, and you go to podcast archive. It'll be in the final hour, the third hour of news and views for yesterday. So that'd be the 8th of April.
Well, just off the top of your head from that, was there anything that a major concern that he brought up that would be a point of interest?
I asked him directly about mask mandates, not so much having an argument over masks, but why mandate this? Are you actually going to go out and start handing out tickets for enforcement? And he seemed kind of, right. You know, he was saying, well, it's like, you know, people speeding. You know, a lot of people speed, but we don't give out tickets for everybody speeding, which I was a little like, okay. I asked him point blank about, you know, does he still have confidence in Chief Finley? Yeah. And I thought that was the appropriate way. I'm not, you know, trying to dog Chief Finley necessarily. It's more when you see a lot of little problems, complaints from officers themselves, a rise in violent crime, people complaining about traffic enforcement. We get a lot of this stuff. It to me, questions leadership. But he said he still had confidence in Chief Finley and what he's done over the last few years. So we'll see where that goes. I asked him, because of a lot of new money coming from the feds, plus they just refinanced the debt, will you try for a new occupational tax this year? He said no, which is fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I treated that as a getting to know you. I would like the mayor to come back on a regular basis. And we'll do a full hour, open it up to calls, and really get going. I think it'll help everybody if we can just have an open dialogue. And, heck, it might get a little heated at times, but it's better to become at least, you know, on the same page before you start really getting heated with one another.
Right.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. I think it's a great point. And I would definitely be supportive of him for doing that.
Yeah.
Either way, of what his view may be, I can respect the man for... for wanting to get a guy out and to do it honestly, you know.
Right.
So, and that's where you know any kind of change, one way or the other, would happen. Where, you know, people sit down and they actually have a conversation without throwing things at each other pointing fingers at each other and making threats. So, great point, Joy. I'm totally with you on that one. Keep that up. Great job. Thanks. Have a great. I'll be looking for that. I'll try to pick that up this weekend and listen on the podcast. Thanks for that information. You guys have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Dennis.
272-9228. And you know, I wish we had had more time for, because you've heard me ask a lot of folks this, and it's a main thing on my mind often, is how much the national political conversation fails to be useful to anybody, especially locally. I think we're too fixated.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think we're forced to, but everybody, Republican, Democrat, whatever, is fixated on what happens in Washington, D.C., and what the major corporate press outlets are saying. And honestly, I'm tired of it. I don't think that conversation is serving a lot of localities well.
It's not.
I think it pits people against each other unnecessarily.
It creates more divisions, all it's done.
And it's all about the competition for power.
Something, and it comes up a lot. We've been through this in Montgomery, Alabama. We've been through this in Alabama many, many years ago. Mm. Now, granted, there's still a lot on both sides. There's still a lot of, well, I don't know how to put it nicely, but there's still a lot of people that don't like the other side.
Oh, yeah.
But my day-to-day encounters with people in Montgomery, the negativity on race or anything is few and far between. It's more of, is that person just a turd? It's, you know, it's not, it's just, it's a person based on their personality. I mean, when we're in convenience stores, when we're going shopping,
it could be fun. We could do a new game show, racist, jerk, or both.
Right. Right. That's not a bad idea.
Oh, goodness.
I think that would expose a lot
of jerks. Hey, Soldier Boy, let's play a new round of...
Hey, you know what they say, don't you?
Yeah.
A-holes come in all shades.
That's right. They're born every day, and they usually don't change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like our president yesterday saying, he's talking about alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Why did he call it three times AFT?
That's alcohol, firearms, and tobacco to you, son. Mm-hmm.
So that's the order. Firearms are more important to him than tobacco.
No, he just had to do it in alphabetical order. That's the only way he could remember it.
Oh, you mean he couldn't get three letters correct?
No, AFT.
And he was consistent with it, though.
Yeah, the fact that it wasn't just a one-time mistake. Yeah.
No!
Right.
It was three times. I counted. I'm sitting here. Am I missing? Oh, that's... he's talking about the ATF. Oh, yeah. And I want to talk about the AFT. I'm like, and I like what Tucker said. Was that an insurance company or something?
American Funny Home Videos.
Oh, my God, this guy. Hey, I heard his hoochie wife is coming to Montgomery. Is that correct? Alabama?
What did you call Dr. Joe Biden?
A hoochie?
I don't know if that's proper language for the first lady.
What are you, Brooks and Dunn now?
Well,
what?
You know, I said, well, if you're going to attack Melania and call her and make fun of her accent and because she's highly educated and speaks seven fluent foreign languages and attack her. Oh, doctor. I'm sorry, Dr. Phil's not a doctor either. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but Dr. Fauci is. So.
Yeah, and I trust him too, right? Yeah, yeah. Is she coming to Alabama, I heard?
I think she's coming to Birmingham April. I think it got canceled, but I think she's coming either today or next
week. She needs to go down to Mobile on those shrimp boats and catch some things with those fishnet stockings.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. You got a fixation on Dr. Jill Biden or what?
I know. I think she could catch some Alabama shrimp with those fishnets, man. She wore on Easter, man. What do you think?
Sorry, Soldier Boy. I've got this lozenge in my mouth. I've quit dipping, and true tobacco. Mm-hmm. So AFT doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, AFT.
But you know, I still have this what do you call it, oral fixation. You know something about that, right?
No comment.
All right. Well, I got to hit the top of the hour break.
Hey, I got to ask one question. Yeah, why didn't anybody ask the mayor one simple question, and he got personal and said that everybody when he tweeted. And call
the
Trump of my trash, yeah.
I think he thought I was going to go there when I mentioned actual trash on the ground, but we'll save that.
I mean, that's personal. I mean, that's not even professional. And him as being the head of our city.